Two Western hostages it has held for 3 years in return for the Afghan government releasing three senior Taliban leaders. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has details.
On Tuesday morning, in front of live television cameras, President Ashraf Ghani announced the names of three Taliban leaders to be released in exchange for two Western hostages.
In Senafar Eboratant, Ajim Ali Khan.
62-year-old American Kevin King and 50-year-old Australian Timothy Weeks were kidnapped in Kabul in 2016. Both taught at the American University of Afghanistan. One of the three Taliban leaders to be released, Anas Haqqani, is the younger brother of Haqqani Network chief Sirajuddin Haqqani. The network is considered the deadliest faction of the Afghan Taliban. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Sources close to the presidential palace said the prisoners will be released to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and will be kept in a third country, possibly Qatar, until the Taliban release the Western hostages. An airstrike carried out by American forces in eastern Afghanistan has mistakenly killed at least four Afghan soldiers and injured six others. A provincial police spokesman said the overnight incident occurred in the troubled Logar province during clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. The Taliban attack prompted the Afghan National Army to call in U.S. support, which resulted in the friendly fire incident. Former President Jimmy Carter was recovering Tuesday from surgery to relieve pressure from bleeding on his brain. His spokeswoman said there were no complications from the procedure at Emory University Hospital. This is VOA News. The Defense Department's chief says an Army officer has no reason to fear retribution for testifying before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
During a trip to New York, Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked about potential retribution against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Esper responded, "The Pentagon has protections for whistleblowers," and says Vindman or anyone else who comes forward shouldn't have any fear of retaliation. Vindman is a Ukraine specialist at the White House who testified about concerns President Trump was delaying military aid to Ukraine while pressing that country to investigate political rivals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The acting spokesperson for the Israeli Foreign Ministry has described the slain Islamic Jihad commander as a ticking bomb working under Iran's influence. Baha Abu Alata and his wife were killed during an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip, setting off the worst bout of fighting in recent months. Nizar Amer is the acting spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry.
Israel struck a ticking bomb. An arch terrorist working under Iranian instructions and with Iranian funding to plan and carry out terrorist attacks against Israel. Israel doesn't want any escalation, but we will not hesitate to defend our citizens.
Israeli officials described Alata as the mastermind of recent attacks against Israel and the militant group's top commander in Gaza. Speaking to the Associated Press, Amer also criticized the European Court of Justice's ruling that all European Union countries must identify products made in Israeli settlements by using specific labels.
Israel strongly rejects the recent ruling of the European Court of Justice, which has one aim and one aim only, and that is to signal out Israel and to apply double standards against it.
The international community opposes settlement construction, arguing that Israel's continued growth undermines the establishment of an independent Palestine. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet President Donald Trump, a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been strained over numerous policy differences. Turkey's military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, is expected to top the agenda. Ankara designates the YPG as terrorist, but the militia is a crucial ally in the U.S.-led war against the Islamic State. And uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran. According to the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency, they confirmed that man-made uranium particles had been discovered. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA 1.